Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good.
How about this bachelor last night? It was sad because the twins, who I like the twins, he had to send one of them home last night.
Yeah.
And that person was Haley. I've got a clip from the show.
I think in order to be intentional about like relationships from here on out and to try to make things work and to figure out if things are going to work, I'm going to have to say goodbye to Haley. The reason I'm doing that here is because this young lady is sitting here with her and that this she'll have support. You've got two amazing daughters and they really are incredible in every way. So I'll step away for a second just to give you some time. And
thank you for everything.
You know what? I thought he handled that pretty good. I mean, that was a tough deal. That's a sad deal.
It is. It had to be tough on him, but I can see how that would be. I felt like the twins kind of weren't going anywhere because I don't think he could really get to know one or the other. It was kind of, they were just like one entity.
Yeah, and what was awkward is that he went into one of their rooms back home and there's like these pictures of the ex.
Yeah. Yeah, several of them.
So that was Haley that had all those ex pictures.
Yeah.
She goes, what is this doing up here? Oh, never mind this.
I think that probably helped him make a decision.
Right. I feel things are not really going well with Haley here. So, Emily, you're in. That was just one of the things that happened. I think there were some great one-on-one dates. What do you think?
One-on-one date with JoJo. And they went on the helicopter ride. And that was when the table got knocked over and all that stuff. And all the girls were kind of, they were watching from a distance. And I think they were laughing at that point, like, oh, haha, their date got ruined. And then all of a sudden they bend down and start kissing. All the girls were done at that point. They turned around and stopped watching.
Yeah. And then I think Becca had a good date. And a statistic here to throw to you, Joy. Ben and Becca said feel or feeling 14 times during their date as they were marrying off people. That was kind of a unique deal.
That was unique. The look on her face whenever, you know, he got down on his knee and it seemed like he was going to propose, and the look on her face was priceless.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, is this happening right now? Is this really real?
Yeah. They just married people, and that it was cute.
My other thing that I want to point out, Olivia is officially the crazy person on the date.
She is the crazy person, yes.
God love her. They went to the Terry Fader Theater out there in Las Vegas. They all had to do a talent, and her talent did not quite measure up.
It didn't. And the funny part is that she, you know, kind of played it off like she had this secret talent. And all the girls were wondering, you know, what she was going to come up with. And then she busts out of a cake and does this god-awful dance. And I think she embarrassed everybody.
She kind of hyperventilated afterwards. And then she's always, always stealing time away from the other girls on the group date. And it's just annoying.
She does. She gets it. I think that he actually got annoyed by it at one point because he told Jen, maybe, to keep talking.
Like, yeah.
Just ignore her. Keep talking. Or no, it was one of the twins, actually. I think it was one of the twins that he told that to.
What are you thinking here? I mean, there were some other people we saw. We didn't see so much of Lauren B. And that's still your top pick, you think?
He didn't have a one-on-one date with her, but their conversations were very reassuring. She did get the rose on the group date. I think Lauren B., JoJo, and Kayla. Those are my top three now at this point.
That's Lauren B., JoJo, and Kayla. Hey, that is it. Your Bachelor update today. Remember, we do it every Tuesday about this time. In case you missed it, the most unrealistic reality show on TV, but it is a lot of fun. My love, Joy, have a great day.
You too.
Love you, babe.
Love you too.
Kent in the country.
There it is. I'll tell you what.